It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than satire. No more satire, kids. You could join our chat. You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com. Click live broadcast. Hey, no Facebook Live tonight. Zoom is having issues. Issues I've never seen before. So I'm trying to record this, and maybe you'll be able to see the visual tomorrow. But sorry, kids. Going to have to go old school and just listen, although we can still see each other. We just can't participate with you. So I am so sorry. But anyway, the audio is always better on davincomedy.com. Anyway, enough about that. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Joe. How are you? And?
Good, pal.
Good. And Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
All right, kids. On the show tonight, we got a lot of School of Fools. The schools have opened back up, and as you would imagine, they are not disappointing as far as material for this show is concerned. So we have the Texas governor wants a teacher fired over satire. A Trump flag causes a fight in school. I feel like there's a bunch of those stories every year. But it's a new school year, so we might as well get to that again. A teacher virtue signals in her virtual classroom, and the appearance are none too pleased, and they call for her head. We have a very important scam busters, as we'll tell you how to avoid being scammed by someone posing as a COVID-19 contact tracer. Now, you do have to give them information, but we'll tell you which information you should give and which information you should not give. We'll keep you safe. Joe Biden has an outstanding display of spite against Donald Trump. I'm not really sure if it's outstanding, but a display of spite nonetheless. We'll get into that. I mean, we've had more outstanding displays of spite.
Yeah, this is more bottom of the rung displays of spite, but it's still a display of spite.
A display of spite, nonetheless. Yeah. And we will do some scamming scammers with Carolyn and the whole Forex thing. So a new week. I have been alone except for my daughter the past week. The wife has been away. She's been in Florida taking care of her mother who broke her hip. So we wish her a speedy recovery. But my wife is heading home. Which means we will be doing the Florida COVID quarantine.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right. Oh, my God. So how are you accomplishing this?
Which means I'll be sleeping in the basement for 2 weeks. That's what this means.
I thought you were.
What?
I thought you were.
No. No. I've had the bed to myself, but I will be in the basement for 2 weeks. She's going to have to wear a mask around the house. I think it means another 2 weeks of me cooking everything. I think this is how indentured servants started. I think this is how it is. Some type of premise, and next thing you know, you're doing crap you didn't think you had to do.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a very comfy basement to sleep in.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. But, you know.
Before road shows, you know, we're leaving right after the radio show, so I'd stay up there.
The whole show slept in your basement.
Yeah. My basement. Oh, yeah. My basement's a whore. That's what my basement is.
Yes, we've all had her.
Yes, we've all had my basement. That's going to be kind of interesting, I guess. If there's anything that comes of that, I'll let you guys know. So this happened this past week. So my first long-term girlfriend, she messages me every so often on Facebook. You know, usually when she's like depressed about like her current boyfriend or something. You know, I try to talk her through it. I don't know how I became my ex's therapist, but whatever. They all come back. They all come back to me.
You're a good listener.
Okay. Sure. That works out well. Yeah, you know what that means? That means you're the guy who gets to hold the girl's head while she's puking, hold her hair. You're the girlfriend. That's what that means. I get to make sure there's a scrunchie handy, good listener. Yeah.
Listen, I've been the friend zone good listener for, you know, years in the early days, so I know this position well.
But I'm not complaining about this. I don't want anything, you know, with my ex.
No.
So, now, the relationship with her was like 5-some-odd years. It was a very tumultuous relationship, at times a very violent relationship. As it was.
Well, what do you mean by violent?
Well, I mean, she used to kick the shit out of me.
This is hell?
This is hell. This is the one who gave us, back when we did the Valentine's Day countdowns, we would do our own little love fails. I would read some of those letters and cards that gave us so much material. This was hell.
Yes.
So,
I was like, certainly he's not still talking to hell, but apparently.
You know, I talk to everybody on Facebook. I'm very sociable.
Yes.
So, but her mother always liked me a lot. Always, like she would even take my side. I take my side in arguments and everything. I feel at times her mother liked me better. I feel that way. I always got along very in so much as that when I would date other women and their parents did not like me as much, I would long for the relationship that I had with Hell's parents.
Yeah, so, I get
you know,
that.
To add that, my ex mother in law, God rest his soul, there were so many fights that ended between Joanne and I because Joanne would get off the phone and my mother says make up, you know. And so my mother-in-law actually was my biggest ally, God rest his soul.
You know, it's
so
not it's
fights between Joanne and I.
It's nice to have an ally in the enemy camp. There's no two ways about that.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there were a lot of decrees made from that house that would impact my life, and I would have to go through hell. But there was some, you know, motions made in my favor.
Sure. So,
yeah.
So a couple years ago, I was performing at the casino up their way, and my ex-girlfriend and her sister came out to see the show. I don't even know if I think I've told my wife that, because really, why would I? It doesn't matter. I'm not doing anything.
No.
There's a to-do, so just skip it.
Yeah. But, the mom wanted me to swing by the house to say hello, but, you know, I was heading home. It was like 20 minutes, 30 minutes out of the way, so I just didn't. I just didn't do it.
Right.
You know, because now you got to start answering questions. When you start making detours, now you're more compelled to come clean. So I just didn't.
Yes, absolutely.
It would have been very nice to see Hell's parents. Okay. So as I said, you know, several years ago, Hell friend requested me on Facebook. Her sister friend requested me on Facebook. Okay. That's fine. Every so often, I'll talk to Hell. No big deal. So a couple of months ago, her mom friends request me on Facebook. Okay.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, I accept it. Never really had any conversations with her. But she starts sending me all this Trump propaganda. Like a couple times a week or every week, I'm getting like all this.
Good girl.
Is it really? Is it? You know, like YouTube videos, memes, because I'll tell you one thing. If there's one thing that's going to sway me, it's a YouTube video or a meme.
That's what I say. However, she's sending you everything you enjoy.
Exactly. You know, the Facebook post, you know, copied from some Russian bot that the brain dead fell for. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The typical stuff that I avoid at all costs.
Well, that's like, I love getting religious propaganda or blessings or pass this along and an angel will visit you things from remote acquaintances on Facebook. My favorite.
It's the type of stuff that Joe knows if he wants to have a serious discussion with me about President Trump or anything on this show or Facebook. He knows not to bring that to the dance. There was one time Joe brought like this, like really like it was like such an opinion piece from a right wing site. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Only one time Joe did that. Joe knows to come. Joe knows if he wants to try to sway me and make it look at things different. You can't come at me with a meme. I know he posts that stuff on his own page, which makes my eyes roll. But he's not going to try to persuade me with a meme. Joe knows he's going to have to come with some more points, and I appreciate that. But
well, I know better too.
Yeah, I've called you out on some memes too. It's like, you know, it's like, what are you doing? This is wrong. As much as I wish it was true, it's not true. It's wrong.
Right.
But she's sending me this stuff. And still no conversations. One time she said, she sent me, like a couple weeks ago, like the mass song to the Monster Mash, which was cute. It was cute. I go, okay, that's cute. Didn't respond to that. But she keeps on sending me this stuff. So finally, a couple days ago, I go, stop sending me this stuff, please. I don't think I'm wrong to do that.
No.
Well, what is she? Is she PMing you?
Yes. Private messaging me. No small talk. No chit chat. Just a steady barrage of Trump propaganda or COVID-19 propaganda. That I'm gonna go. Ooh, YouTube. Well, this must be legit. Scamdemic. Heard good things about that movie.
Well, I always like when these, because I get people that send me that stuff too. You must see this. And I'm like, no, I must look
no.
at it and then fact check it. But even though it's, you know, in an opinion I might have, but it's still, you know, you got to fact check it. Somebody sent me something. Well, we discussed it last week. Who was the guy? George Floyd. That George Floyd. You got to see this. George Floyd was on the People's Court. See, and he stole a car and blah 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 blah. And I'm like, all right, slow down. Because, number one, if he was, it would have been heard of by then. Let's go to Snopes. Let's go to here and check it out. It's not the same George Floyd. Another George Floyd hijacked the car. You know, so before you go, oh, I'll post, you got to look.
So,
yeah.
So she sends me this stuff. And I don't like when people send me the chain letters. I don't like when people post on their page, if you have the guts, you'll share it. No, I just have more things to do than share your stupid shit. Don't you challenge me. We're not nine. We're not meeting by the bike racks after school for a fight. If you're brave enough, you'll show up and we'll brawl at night. No, I'm not doing that nonsense because I'm not a sheep.
Keep this chain going.
No. I'll tell you what. You know what I am when it comes to chains? I'm a Mexican. I'm going to break right through that and come through the other side. Trump can't build a chain message strong enough for me to follow. Not going to happen. But most of this stuff is spread by morons for morons. I said it. You know I don't care what you people think about me. I got nothing to lose. I'm trapped in my basement. I don't care. But, you know, it's spread by morons, created by either morons or somebody with an agenda that you really need to investigate. So I just say, stop sending me this stuff, please. That's all I say.
Absolutely.
That's all I say.
Yeah.
I got blocked. She blocked me for that.
Well, then the stuff will stop now.
Yes, Joe. Well, you always do look on the bright side. I think that's a bit extreme. Somebody who you knew for a long time and had a good relationship with, and you just say, you know, please stop sending me this.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I found that there are people who are not good at social media, and they're just like, oh, well, I have to, they're not good at the nuance of social media where all caps is screaming and, you know, that if you block somebody, it's like really putting a hand in their face instead of just simply like not sending the stuff they asked you not to send, or like mute friendship for 30 days or something. It's like there are steps to the escalation on Facebook, but people who are not savvy don't know that. They're just like, heavy handed because they see something. Block seems like, oh, all right, well, I'll just, you know, block sending him stuff, and they don't know what, they don't know that it seems like a really big move.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I reached out to Hel, you know, FYI, this is what's going on, and she goes, you know, her mom's not really good at social media, so she kind of made your point. She goes, and then Hel goes, well, I think my mom doesn't think you like Trump. I go, well, I don't.
Well, observe, Mom.
Why would she even think that you would like Trump?
Well, no, but I think this was their, like, way of trying to convert me. Like, really? You're going to send me...
I've been trying to do that for fucking 4 years. You think she's going to do it? No.
Well, Joe, if you just would bombard me with nonsense and my direct messages, I'd be with my MAGA hat on right now. But, but I mean... I mean, who does that? I haven't spoken to somebody in years. I don't agree with them politically, apparently. So I'm going to bombard them with stuff. I'm not going to create small talk. And then when they ask me to kindly stop, I'm going to block them. Now, it's interesting because there was another friend who recently, a friend requested me and I accepted, who I've known since kindergarten. You know, haven't spoken to him in years. And, you know, he's a Trump supporter and everything. But we actually had some, like, we actually had some messages afterwards. Yeah. Like, he commented on my page. He actually commented. And then we had some, like, messages. And we're not going to agree on that stuff. And that's fine. But we agreed when this all comes down, we'll go down and get a beer. You know, I said if Biden wins, I'll buy. And he said, and if Trump wins, he'll buy. I said, well, if Trump wins, we should drink vodka. But anyway, for his blog.
We will be.
but there's a way to social media. There's a way to do it. So I just thought that was I don't know. I think people got to stop with that direct messaging people nonsense. Direct messaging is for interpersonal relationships.
Slip into my DMs. It's like I always wondered how people did that if you don't respond. It's like, what do you mean you slip into my DMs? But I get pop-up messages from people that I know on Facebook, and they're sending me some chain letter or, you know, you have to watch that. And some of them are, you know, politically minded things, but we're kind of in the same page, and it's kind of like educating each other, but not propaganda to people who I know don't believe that. I'm not going to change anybody's mind with that stuff, so I don't do that. And I don't really appreciate doing that. You're a lot more, I mean, like, if it's reasonable stuff, if it's, you know, something that could be proven, I like to read it. It's like, oh, I didn't know that happened.
Listen, but if you want to come at me with like, a Fox News clip that was done during their news show, not one of their opinions in the evening, that might be,
right.
If you want to go, hey, this is going on and you don't know about it because you're not watching Fox all the time, but it's on during their daytime programming, which is more news driven, except for Fox and Friends, which is opinion. Okay, that might be worthy. But again, I wouldn't do that to somebody who I'm not really talking to. You know,
that's odd.
If Joe would send me something, hey, I don't know if you saw this, but this was on Bill Hemmer today. You know, they're investigating Biden for such and such. I don't know if you're getting this. Then I go, all right. And then I would look at it, and if it piqued my interest, I would do more investigating on it because I want to know the full picture. But to out of the blue to just bombard people with you know. And let me tell you something. It's funny. My exes seem to be on the Trump train. Even people who didn't like Trump when he was running. Once he got the presidency, I have an ex who was like all about Carly Fiorina, who did not like Trump. But now she's all on the Trump train. I believe she friend requested Joe. I believe her and Joe are friends now. Now she's all on the Trump train. And it's just really interesting. Like, she overlooks everything to the point where Carly Fiorina has been going out and saying she's voting for Joe Biden. So I wonder, it's like, really, how committed were you to somebody's platform? And how much is it, well, I like the letter next to their name? I think there's a lot of that.
Oh, there's a lot of that. I mean, there's people who just vote down the party line.
Yeah, I mean, this year, to be honest, let's be honest, Joe Biden will get a lot of votes because he's not Donald Trump. But Donald Trump got a lot of votes because he wasn't Hillary Clinton. I feel like with Obama and McCain and Obama and Romney, people were making decisions between those candidates. Now, McCain got, you know, he kind of fell into a bad spot because people had enough with the Republicans after the wars and W, and it was a nightmare. But people were still making a decision between two candidates. I feel like the past couple of elections, this one and the one before, it's like, all right, who am I holding my nose for now? Which is not really the way you want to do politics.
Well, because social media has been more prevalent since then. You know, you're not getting as bombarded. You did get bombarded by cable news back then, but you know, with Facebook and Twitter and all that, you weren't getting bombarded back with those elections. There really wasn't many, you know, I'm in this camp, you're in, you know, this is our side, that's your side, and the campaigns really weren't based on that in a way. You know?
Well, 2012, which was Obama Romney, social media was prevalent. Social media was prevalent by 2012 because Facebook came online on 2009. So you had MySpace and you had Facebook, you know, by the time 2012 rolled around. Although MySpace might have been on the way out. But social media was prevalent But it's just, listen, I don't want to get into a whole political thing now. There's plenty of time for that. I just thought it was interesting. This person who used to like me years ago was trying to convert me, and I'm just like, please stop. I made sure I put please. I made sure, like, because I was really annoyed. But I'm like, all right, let me just put please in here. Because if you put please softens everything.
Sure.
It's like, please.
Yeah, well, usually, that's why a lot of people use emojis, even though they're sort of childish and juvenile, but because you can't hear tone, it kind of takes the edge off of something that looks like a little harsh. If you put a little smiley, most of the time people go, oh, you're trying to soften it up, you mean it in a friendly way, you know, and I mean, I know that they're silly, but I use them that way, too, because you can't hear tone, but, and please is always nice, Gavin.
Please? Please is the lube of the English language.
You ever join a page? Like you have a request to join a page from somebody that has a like-minded thing. I have a she's a friend of mine, and she's got a couple of squirrels, and she named them and stuff like that. So I'll send them her pictures of my three squirrels and the squirrel.
Yeah.
So she said, "Here's the link to this squirrel page," and I go, "Okay, I'll join. You know, it's something to do." No pun intended. These people are nuts.
You think? You had to
fucking squirrels.
You had to join to figure that out? Like you thought? Well, this will be some intellectual dialogue here about squirrels. This will be good for me.
Absolutely the opposite. Okay, basically between getting bombarded with stuff at my day program. And then, you know, going on Facebook and then debating with people on Facebook. I want to go somewhere nice, you know, do something nice. And basically the way I unwind is I'll lay in bed and I'll watch clips like of The Sopranos and Airplanes and stuff like that. I'm actually watching them a lot more. So I think, yeah, squirrels are cute. You know, I posted a couple of pictures of my squirrels, you know, and my squirrels are out. I posted something this morning. They were out there with the deer, but I'm not, you know. You gotta relax.
That show has a limit. Yeah. A squirrel limit.
Meanwhile, every day it's like Wild America in his yard and he's posting stuff. But even Joe's like, enough. It's one thing to post a picture. You can't have squirrel memes. It's too much.
But even me, I mean, I'm like, there was a really picture of this cool looking squirrel that was beige and white, you know, and it really looked cool. And when Joe's girl and I were in, we were spending the day together a couple of years ago, and we saw this albino white squirrel. And I'm like, I wish I had that picture. I wish I took a picture I could post it to the page. And I'm like, oh, no.
Look what's happening.
Let's be honest. Once you get a really cute picture of your squirrels, you're posting to that page. You're trying to talk like you're above it all right now. But if you get a really cute picture of a squirrel eating a little acorn, the first place it's going is your little squirrel group. You can't fool us.
The assignment's doing something adorable that goes on there.
Sure, okay. Yeah. See, you're just as nuts.
Joe is this close to buying one of those little picnic tables that you jam an ear of corn on so that the squirrel will sit at the picnic table and eat so you can get pictures. He's this close.
They live a good life. I mean, you know, because what happens is the blue jay lands on top of the feeder, throws bird food out of that, and they eat that. Meanwhile, I throw cracked corn out there for the deer, so they eat the cracked corn, you know, before the deer get it, you know, then they'll show up, you know.
I enjoy the Cracked Corn Chronicles.
Yeah. It's fun. There was a Saturday I was home, and it was you just to watch it. Apparently a bunch of blackbirds landed, and it was and you know when they say 4 in 20 blackbirds? Actually, it's true. There's that money that's flying a pack, so they're there, and they're eating all the seed. And I'm like, Susie the Blue Jay doesn't like a damn thing. No, that's her feeder. You know, she'll dive over the deer, she'll dive over the squirrels, and I'm like, she's going to hit the roof over this shit. Sure enough, she lands on top of the feeder. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. You know, this is my day.
Wow. All right.
I'm a little alone. I'm just being an animal.
Wow.
You're not alone.
No, you're alone. You're alone.
Well, look at this, Joe. You're not alone.
Yeah. Anything?
People's animals and the outdoors, this has become our television. It's like, oh, look, another deer came with the other deer today. It's like, I don't know what we would do without who shows up in the yard. I planted a couple of butterfly bushes so that in the summer I have something to look at.
Anything else going on, Joe?
Yeah. I've been doing these workshops, comedy workshops. Guys, Rocco Perillo has been putting them on, and they're pretty, they've been pretty good. I've done three of them. I'm doing one tomorrow. I'm actually doing another three this week. And the great thing about it is that everybody is working on new material. There's nobody doing their old stuff because we all have been writing and stuff like that. There's really no audience. It's just other comics. And everybody's very supportive of each other, you know? And it's been a great hang. Excuse me, can't talk. And what I like about it is basically with everything that's been going on, we haven't done spots in, you know, 5 months and stuff like that. And basically the business and getting the gigs and going to the gigs and dealing with the gigs, it's a lot, you know? It's a lot. You're off the merry-go-round, and you say to yourself, do I even want to go back to doing this again, you know? So
I'm glad I'm not the only one who had that thought, because it's like I've had that like sense of dread. It's like, oh, things are starting up. Maybe I don't want to do this anymore. I'm kind of used to doing nothing.
Yes, exactly. And that's the thought I had. I get a little scary, you know. I'm like, do I even want to start doing this again? So I go down to a couple of these, and the cool thing about it is a lot of the vets are showing up a lot of the guys that have been doing it maybe a year or so. And everybody, it's like starting again. Everybody's doing new stuff. So you could be a guy like me, 23 years in, you have another guy right behind me that's doing this a year. We're all got new stuff. We're all writing off a pad, you know? But the thing about it is that just to do it, you know, you get the feeling when you started, just the interest of getting it off the page, getting a reaction. The camaraderie, you know, you don't get it in the city because there's no really camaraderie in the city. You get it from the Long Island comics. When you and I met up, I wanted to get the Jersey guys, like, you know, Chip and Johnny and stuff like that, to meet my guys, you know, Monty and stuff like that, because it was the same thing in Jersey that it was the island. Camaraderie, the love of doing it, the hang, you know. And it's just noticing that when people say stand-up comedy is dead, for the most part till the clubs open up, but the spirit of doing stand-up and just going to a workshop and getting up with your pad and doing material, it's what made it, at least with me, made me do it in the first place and will make me keep doing it, because that was a concern I had. But once I started doing it, I'm like, yeah, this is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. So I'm kind of glad, you know, I thank Steve for doing these shows, because it's getting us out, you know, off of paper. And the thing about it, too, is because there's really no audience here because of the COVID and stuff like that. If there's audience members there, maybe be paid, maybe that, you feel like maybe I should do some old stuff just to keep things rolling. But, you know, there's really not. There's other comics with their pad and paper. So we're like, no, we're all doing new stuff. And I've got a whole list of stuff. I've got about a new five out of it that's to work, and I'm just going there, refining it, then putting it into the established material, because it looks like that the show with Adam I have in October is probably going to be a go at Mohegan, and I need to be on my toes. I can't, it's a casino gig. I haven't been up since March, so it's been a godsend, and it actually brought me back to, yeah, I'm a comic. This is what I do. This is what I love, you know, and I've been having a great time hanging out.
I got a little dose of comedy life again. So I have one gig that's not a Zoom gig for 2020. I got a couple for 2021. It's in October. I've had it for months and months and months. It's a company I've worked for years, but they regularly cancel. It's always a fiasco and everything. So mm-hmm. when he gave me the gig, he's like, pick any week you want in the fall. Bup. Pick my week. Okay. Go on the club website, because I know things are starting to open up. Club's opening up again in October. They only have 1 week advertised. The week I'm supposed to be there, but it's not me. It's a hypnotist. I'm like, are you friggin' kidding me? Really? It's like, I call the agency. He's like, yeah, you know, they move things around. I'll follow up tomorrow. It's like, really? I'm not missing that shit at all. The agita of booking stuff and then it not being there. It's much better this way, where it's just not there.
You know, my whole...
Damn!
My whole, my whole, Yeah, my whole attitude is, like, the two clubs that I work the most, Uncle Vinny's and Governor's. Governor's is still shut down. I don't know when I'm going to get back in there. Dino is scheduled to open the 11th and the 12th. Actually, Dave Landau is going to be down there. And it's going to be the limited seating and stuff like that. And my whole attitude is, well, I wish I could get a spot. But you know what? Do what you need to do to get the place open and running and try to get back on your feet again. You know? And eventually, I'll get back in there. You know, so, oh, you should use me. No, just get the draws in there.
Yeah, but draws for what? New Jersey, it's 25%. That's what they can get in there. And he doesn't have a big place as it is. So, I don't know, the draws. I mean,
Just to give it a shot, to get it rolling. I mean, I have a date in October. I don't know. Probably not going through. You know, it is what it is. And I'm working on new videos and stuff, you know, just to get that on the website and stuff like that. And I'll pick it up in 2021. You know, I've been talking with the guys, you know, and the thing is, you can't even sit there and go, well, this guy's getting that, and this guy's getting it. Oh, he's getting nothing. Everybody's sitting home.
Well, no, I mean, that's in this region. In other parts of the country, comedy hasn't shut down. I mean, I'm going to start reaching out to some places next week. I'm going to start reaching out. I started reaching out to a couple of my venues. Might do an outside show. I'm trying to get the ball rolling and everything. I don't know what it's going to be like. I've only been doing like the occasional Zoom show. I got another one this Friday where I'm doing like 10 minutes or so, 10, 15 minutes. And I don't have to memorize anything because I could just put my notes down there below the screen. Nobody sees it. And I'm doing all new stuff and nobody knows that I'm just like looking at stuff. So, you know, it's going to be real interesting when I have to do a real show.
The funny thing about notes is you even see this, like when Kevin James would come down to the club to work on his new stuff. When you have new material, you are starting over. And the thing about it is, you go in there with the attitude like you're another open micer. This is all new stuff. So the funny thing is that you watch guys go before you. Let me look. Well, this is funny. Blah blah blah. Knowing that I'm like, well, how could you look at now? Because I'm going up there. Well, let me take a look at this. Well, all right, let's try. You know. And actually, at this juncture, it's very beneficial that's the environment you're in.
I'm gonna have to figure it out, and you
have other comics there that we're all in the same boat. So it's not like an audience member where they're judging you or whatever and stuff like that. So that's the other thing why I'm doing a whole slew of these, you know, so I can get off, so I can tighten stuff up and get off book, and then you know start churning through it. So yeah, you know, it is what it is. You know?
I'm gonna have to redo a lot of my act. I'm gonna really have to look over the stuff. Like I feel like a lot of the political stuff. It's a different world. It's a different climate now.
Thank you very much. Same here. I'm probably gonna go back to using the marriage stuff. Just you know why I'm divorced and use old material. You know that I did a while ago. I have to look at just old material to fill the time because all the political commentary and bits that I did. I don't know if they're going to, you know, the way things are right now, I don't think they're going to cut it, especially if I go to do the casino gig. He really, you know, it's not there. So that's why I'm trying to work this stuff in, bring some of the divorce and the marriage stuff and, you know, this, that, and the other thing and, you know, the milquetoast shit in, you know, and then just see when you know what I'm saying? So when the coast is clear, you know, you could start writing, you know, how you feel again, you know, but, you know, what are you going to do?
I got a bunch of COVID stuff, so, I mean, that's really what I've been doing on these Zoom shows. I've been open with the COVID stuff, which is new, but even that changes, but I figured out how to do that. I mean, fortunately, with COVID, you know, I could still get a couple shots in at Donald Trump, but not the same way, but fortunately, you know, he, the great thing about Donald Trump is he interjects himself into any subject matter. I mean, you could even do marriage material and work in Donald Trump. That's the beautiful thing about Trump. So it's really, I think it's retooling. I have to retool. I don't think I have to scrap it all. Now, and here's what I'm betting on, even if he doesn't win, he's not going away. He'll still be around. you think he's going to go and slip into the background like every other ex-president? Nay. He's going to be the worst color commentator you ever heard. That's what he's going to be on Fox News. It's going to be Trump and Friends. It's not even going to be Fox and Friends.
I think what he's going to do if he loses, he's going to launch his own news channel.
Well, that's what he wanted to do.
Huh?
That's what he wanted to do originally. He didn't want this gig.
Right. So we'll just go back to that. Okay, now it's time to do that. It's going to be a lot more conservative than Fox has been lately. you know, because it's been the change in the ownership of the Murdochs and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, he still has OAN, but I'll tell you what, if there's one thing that the world needs more of, it's more of Don Jr. Opining. We need more of...
Oh, I love Don Jr.
Of course you do.
I
think he was your second-round draft pick when we did the, if you could, like, the draft countries, Republicans and liberals. Listen, you can't take Don Jr. seriously, not with that hair. You have enough money to have a better hairstyle than an oil slick. I'm sorry. That disqualifies you right there. We're not making the movie Grease. You're not dating Sandy. All right? Enough with the hair. Do better. Do better, you leopard killer. All right, Pip, what's going on with you?
You know, I have the normal no life, except I have ventured forth a couple of times. Abe's cat had to go to the vet for his annual. And it's really interesting because recently, you know, you just had to, like, hand over your cat. They come out and get the carrier, and you sat in your car and you waited to find out what's going on. But now I guess things are opening up a little bit more. My vet is in New Jersey, where I used to live, and it's not far, but I prefer him. And they let me in this time, but I was in a separate treatment room from the vet. He was in the next room with the door open in between rooms. So we spoke, like, from a room away, and a tech came and got his carrier, and they, you know, took his blood and did all the things they were going to do in the, like they normally did, took his temperature, blah, 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 in a treatment room in the back, and then brought him back to me in his carrier. But I talked to the vet from a room away. But it's still much better than sitting in the car going, what the hell are they doing to my pet, you know?
I guess.
It's
right, better. Right.
I guess. I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't know why they can't let us in with masks, but whatever. Because I just had the whole ordeal at the vet.
In there with a mask.
I had the whole
ordeal.
Yeah, what's your cat doing, Davin?
She's good. Yeah. She's good. She's back to keeping me up all night and being very vocal, so I can't get a decent night's sleep anymore. And just, like, being in my face, rawr! It's like, shut the fuck up. It's like, so that I know.
She loves you.
I know she does, but I know that's how she's good, because I'm no longer dealing with it anymore. You know, when she was sick, I was up I was up all night trying to feed her, trying to make sure she was breathing and everything. Now that she's fine,
yeah.
It's like, can't you go to sleep? Get off the fucking end table. Stop knocking that. It's the same shit on the end table as it is every night. Why do you have to explore? Why is the cat stepping on me? Stop fucking stepping on me. There's nobody here but me and you, cat. We got a California king. Walk around. Walk around.
No, because they love you, and they want my cat. Our cats wander around at night. Actually, we used to have two bed cats, and one of them passed. Poor Stumpy. So now the only one that we have during the night is Little Boy, but he's not a little boy. He's heavy, and he can. It's an amazing feat to be able to press so much pressure with one paw on the most delicate part of your body and hold it there for a long time. He's very talented at that.
That's how your cat is feeling well when your cat is a pain in the ass. That's what it is. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. Cats at their best are real fucking pains in the asses. Now, if you can really, like a sick cat, you won't see. A sick cat will hide. It'll be in a ball. It really won't bother. Won't come out to eat or drink. That's a good fucking pet. A sick cat is a good pet. A healthy cat, meow, wake up. Oh, wow, there's a glass of water. Let me knock that shit over. Oh, wow, you look like you're sleeping. Let me puke.
Believe me, I would love to get, I would, you know how much I love animals, and those girls say, you got to get a cat. When I got here, I was going to probably get a pet. And then I'm thinking about it. And the thing that kind of helped is I had a lot of cats. My mom was the cat lady. So I know what cats do. They jump up on stuff. They knock stuff off. Right. They knock stuff off. You yell at them. They look at you like you got some pair of balls. You know, they dig their claws into the front and stuff like that. You know, so I'm like, I don't know. And there was a girl on Facebook, she's an acquaintance of mine, a friend, and she posted she had these two adorable little kittens. One was beautiful color one, and one was a black kitten and stuff like that. My babies! You know, and I'm like, but I can't.
I think you could.
Matter of fact,
I think you could. I think you'd be so happy, and I think you should. I think you should get two because you won't feel guilty then when you're running around and living your life and everything because they'll have each other. Yep. I think you would. I think you'd be a happier person. I think you'd be a healthier person. I think that because you do love animals. I think they would bring so much joy that you would overlook their shit that they're fucking destroying. You'd be so happy. Yeah.
But I got all new stuff. I got all new stuff here.
Yeah, but for what? For you?
Believe me.
But who's coming over?
I bought it from Bob's Furniture. The furniture destroys itself. It's absolute shit. Don't buy anything.
Exactly. So it's not like you have. It's not like you have anything of value there. Nobody comes over your house. I mean, Pip and I have never been there. You know, it's secluded. You know, I kind of think you live in a refrigerator box. I think that's a green screen behind you. I don't even think you have a house.
Funny. Well, like I said, with the deer and the birds, I laid out $39 for cracked corn and bird seed this weekend.
Yeah. I think you're at the point. Get yourself a couple of cats, and you know what? Get yourself a couple of adult cats because they won't destroy as much shit. They won't be doing some of that annoying shit. You'll be saving their lives. It's hard to sometimes get people to adopt, you know, pairs of adult cats. That way, I think that would they'd be a little bit more chill.
And yep,
I think that would do you well. I think you'd
actually
like
that's one of the things that I see a lot on Pet Finder. I go window shopping.
Jesus Christ!
And well, we're down to we have the two free range cats. We have Ed's cat who has his own room, and we have an outdoor cat that we have not convinced it's going to get cold this winter, and he really wants to live inside with us. But that's only four cats, so we're technically down. But anyway, when I'm window shopping, I see a lot of cats that are still young, but they're a bonded pair, and so that you know they try to get the and you know these. Like a pair of cats that have always lived together would be really good for you, Joe, because they would love you, but they would have company and be less nuts than kittens. Because kittens, like you said, I understand why you haven't invited me and Davin over because I would ruin your house. But the kittens,
if you're gonna have Pip over, you better Scotch guard your furniture. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Absolutely, and I scratch things.
You do.
Too, so.
You do. Yeah.
When I was getting Moo, our aunt's cat, ready to go to the vet, I don't know exactly what happened, but you know, I tend to trip over nothing. I was wearing my slippers, and they're not that like slippery on the bottom or anything. But I was struggling to get him into the carrier, and he got one foot against the door, and he was like, And while we were struggling, somehow I lost my balance. I fell forward, and I face planted on the carrier so hard. I'm really shocked I don't have a bruise on my face today.
Because
this was yesterday, and I slammed down on it really hard, and the cat's walking around rubbing against me like, What, Mama? And I'm like,
at least he did that. Usually the cat would go, fuck you then, and run off and hide under the bed.
Well, that's the beauty of having Ed's cat in his own room, because he doesn't have very far to go, you know? But the little birds were tweeting around my head, and, you know, I was having dreams of crash corn, you know? I mean, I was like, oh, God. But luckily, no scarring. Apparently, I have a pretty mushy face because it took it well.
It's a good strategy.
Good to know.
That's really smart of you to put a lot of padding on your face. All right.
I know. You know what? My COVID snacking came in. Oh, there it is. Though I just realized that spot on my face is sore. My jaw is sore.
Her jaw is sore. It's going to be a long night for Mr. Helix. All right. Let's take our first break. We have a lot of things to get to this evening. So we covered a lot of nonsense. That's what we covered. On the break, we got some new music from Boisco and Cochinero with Dance to 21. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. When we come back, we're going to tackle something right up our alley. Political satire. Political satire and the governor that says, enough with your satire. We have no humor here. So we'll get to that short break. We'll be right back.